This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and I'm going to bring you the top news from India and around the world on this episode of In the News. First, we're going to talk about another revelation in the PNB scam. Reports suggest that the bank fraudulently issued letters of undertaking worth rupees 25,000 crores. Former Union Minister P. Chidambaram gets bail in the INX media case. The Union Cabinet has given a green signal to the Citizenship Amendment Bill. Finally, Google CEO Sundar Pichai will also be the CEO of the parent company Alphabet. There has been another revelation in the PNB scam. The bank has apparently fraudulently issued letters of undertaking worth rupees 25,000 crore. Shraddha, can you tell us more about what happened here?
Yes, so basically, as you said, fraudulently issued letter of understandings worth rupees 25,000 crore to Nirav Modi Group, as we know, as per media reports. So, I'll tell you a little bit what we know. The Belgian auditor BDO found that PNB actually issued around over 1,500 letter of understandings that actually valued to around 28,000 crore to Nirav Modi Group. And out of this, more than 1,300 LOUs were worth 25,000 crore and they were fraudulently issued. So let me just tell you what LOUs are in banking terms. Whenever you are doing transactions internationally and dealing with international banks, right, it's kind of a guarantee. As we know, the banks use the SWIFT system into transmit credit and guarantee. So how LOUs are issued on good faith? So no real transmission of money happens. It's kind of a guarantee that, you know, a bank from one country kind of provides to the international institution. So in terms of that, that was wrongly guaranteed. So the bank, as we know, a few people were involved and that's how they were issued. So Nirav Modi is the prime accused in the fraud, which we got to know about in February last year. But the forensic report that has now come is based on the information till June 2018. And the audit was commissioned by PNB, which stated that instruction to conduct a forensic audit on Modi and seven entities of the group. And after the whistleblower gave the 329-page report to the ICIJ, which has partnered with the media group for the series of reports and findings that we know about now. Now we know that 21 of the 23 exporters to whom these letters were actually issued were actually controlled by Nirav Modi himself. So 193 LOUs valued at around 6,000 crore were misutilized to make payments to the bank. And BDO's audit also indicates that the full extent of the fraud in terms of the work done by the CBI and ED, this is actually in addition to what research already was done and investigated by both the agencies. And in terms of assets, if we talk about, the auditor also prepared a list of assets that was actually owned by, you know, Nirav Modi and his family members. And they found out that 20 properties listed as non-charge actually indicated that they were never used as security for the transaction. So it wasn't a collateral, it was just basically the property which were non-charged. So this is what we know about the new developments on the fraud.
So has there been any comment on what would happen next?
So, no comment as of now, but I think we'll have to wait and see. Because we knew about the fraud, but the full extent of what the fraud was about, how it was conducted, and especially to plug in the security risk that comes to the lender. So, in terms of that, a full extent of the analysis was required, and I think it's slowly coming in.
Thank you so much for these details, Shraddha.
Thank you, Kirtana.
Former Union Minister P. Chidambaram gets bail in the INX media case. To give us more details on this, I have Atharva Pandit. Atharva, can you give us more details on the current scenario?
Sure, Kirtana. So, P. Chidambaram, as we all know, is the former Finance Minister of India and also the Home Minister of India. And he was arrested on August 21, and there was a lot of, you know, we can remember that there was a lot of frenzy and there was a lot of, you know, with officials actually climbing upon gates, ED and CBI officials actually climbing gates to have him arrested and all of those things. And with P. Chidambaram, with Chidambaram actually going incognito for some time and all of that drama. So it's been over three months since he was arrested.
Right.
And now the Supreme Court has granted him bail with certain conditions, with certain riders, which include that, you know, he should not tamper with evidence and he should not influence the witnesses in the case. He should also not make any public statements in connection with the case, including to the press. Chidambaram has also been asked to furnish a bail bond of rupees 2 lakh.
Okay.
Along with the two sureties of the same amount. And he cannot travel abroad without the court's permission either. So these are some of the riders that the court has put on him while granting him a bail. Yeah, so this is a big thing. In the sense that, you know, he was a high profile leader,
right,
who was jailed in a very high profile case.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to see how things pan out from here.
Okay, and how has the Congress reacted to this?
So reacting to the Supreme Court granting him bail, Congress tweeted that the truth has finally prevailed.
Okay.
The truth prevails finally is what they tweeted.
Okay.
You have to understand that Congress, top leaders of the Congress, I mean even right from Sonia Gandhi to Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Rahul Gandhi, these people have always expressed faith in P. Chidambaram. They haven't isolated him at all.
Right.
There were reports when he was arrested that he might get isolated within the Congress and, you know, all of those things, but he was never isolated. Congress interim president Sonia Gandhi paid a visit to him. Recently, Rahul Gandhi as well as Sonia Gandhi paid a visit to him in Tihar jail.
Right.
And reports suggested that that Congress was also planning a grand welcome to him when he gets out.
Right.
These are, I mean, unfounded reports. There's no confirmation on that. Source-based reports. But yeah, I mean, Congress has put all of its weight behind Chidambaram. And Chidambaram's son, Karthi Chidambaram, in fact said that his father will be present in the parliament tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's another interesting aspect, because P. Chidambaram, during his stay in Tihar, has been commenting upon a lot of issues through his family, via his family, on Twitter. And he has been commenting on a lot of issues that are prevailing in the country right now. And he has also been speaking a lot about the Indian economy. So it would be interesting to see what he says in person, in actuality, tomorrow, as and when he appears as and when he comes to the parliament. So yeah, that is how things stand as of now.
Sure, thank you so much for these updates, Atav.
Thank you, Keith.
The Union Cabinet today gives a green signal to the contentious Citizenship Amendment Bill. To talk more about that, I have Nachiket Deuskar with me. Hi, Nachiket.
Hi, Kirtana.
Can you tell us what exactly happened today?
Yes. The Union Cabinet today approved the Citizenship Amendment Bill.
Okay.
The bill seeks to grant citizenship to non-Muslims who are from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan and who had faced persecution there.
Okay.
So the current act, the Citizenship Act, does not recognize claims of illegal migrants. So this act from 1955 lists how someone can get Indian citizenship, and it does not have these provisions which this bill seeks to include.
Yeah.
So the BJP had, of course, said that they will bring this bill again in this particular session, the winter session of parliament, which is currently on.
Okay.
And so today they have, the cabinet has approved it, and it will be introduced in parliament in the next 2 days or maybe Monday, and that is next week. Of course, this bill is very contentious, as you rightly mentioned. There is severe opposition to this bill from not just opposition parties like the Congress and the Trinamool Congress and so on, but also from BJP's own allies, some of their own allies, especially in the Northeast.
Okay.
The Assam Gana Parishad is one of their allies in Assam, and they have been very vocal about this.
Yeah.
In fact, at some point last year, they broke ties with the BJP.
Okay.
And only just ahead of the Lok Sabha election, they, forged an alliance and joined the NDA again. So this is a very contentious issue, especially in the Northeast. And the opposition, the people who oppose this bill, their argument is mainly that it seeks to link citizenship.
Okay.
Or rather, Indian citizenship with religion, mm-hmm. which they claim is not, impermissible under the Indian constitution.
Yeah. So what happens after the bill gets approved?
Yes. So now the cabinet has approved this bill. There were reports saying that the bill, there could be a little difference between the bill that has been approved today.
Okay.
And the bill that was introduced earlier, mm-hmm. Because there were certain concerns raised by some people. And the changes being made to the bill is probably to address those concerns.
Okay.
We are not sure yet. We have not seen the copy of the bill, but we will get to know that in the coming days for sure. This bill was, of course, introduced in the 16th Lok Sabha.
Okay.
And it was passed in the Lok Sabha.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be passed in the Rajya Sabha amid all the opposition it faced. But the tenure of the 16th Lok Sabha ended with the Lok Sabha election, right?
Okay.
And because of this, the old bill lapsed.
Okay.
And so now this bill will have to go through the entire process again.
Again.
So it will have to be introduced, consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha. Then it of course moves to the Rajya Sabha.
Right.
And once it's approved by both houses, it will go to the president for his assent. But it's interesting. Lok Sabha, of course, the BJP and the NDA have a very clear and very strong majority there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is widely expected, like just like the previous bill, this bill will also pass. In the Rajya Sabha, of course, the NDA does not have, the BJP does not have a complete majority right now. But they are very close to that with its allies. And so the BJP, its allies and some of the parties that may support the bill put together, they might be in a position to get this passed. But we'll have to wait and see what actually happens in the parliament.
Okay, that's really interesting, Nachiket. Thanks for the updates.
Thank you, Kirtana.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai is now the CEO of the parent company Alphabet. To give us more details about this, we have Shraddha Sharma with us.
Basically, Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin has announced that they will be stepping down from the leadership role.
Okay.
And now Sundar Pichai, who was the CEO of Google, will also assume the role in the parent company, that is Alphabet. The announcement was made by the founding members in a letter to the, company employees. But, people are taking it as a significant shake to the giant. But what they think, the founders think, that, the company is now stable.
Okay.
It is well established. And the two Google co-founders will continue being, in the board and being the co-founders.
Mm-hmm.
They will involve themselves in the other decision-making process.
Okay.
But they are stepping down from that leadership role.
Okay.
That Sundar Pichai will be taking over.
So what will happen to the Google CEO position?
So he will be managing both as of now.
Okay.
And they have also said it's a natural time to simplify our management structure.
Okay.
So then there's this one person in terms of reporting,
mm-hmm.
Not instead of multiple people. Because since Alphabet owns Google and both the giants will have the same CEO, in terms of reporting structure, they might feel that it'll become simpler in terms of management also.
Has there been any comment from Sundar himself?
So the note that was sent to the company employees included a comment by Sundar Pichai as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will just tell you what Page and Brin has said in terms of, putting the same CEO in both the companies. He said, "An Alphabet and Google no longer need two CEOs and a president.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, Sundar will be the CEO of both Google and Alphabet. He will be the executive responsible and accountable for leading Google and managing Apple's investment in a portfolio of other bets." And I quoted them. So in terms of commitment, he has been there in the company for quite some time. And you remember how you were very excited when an Indian origin person took over one of the strongest companies to head. And since the board, they will be involved as the shareholders, board members and co-founders, they will be in touch with Sundar Pichai is what we are hearing. So in terms of that, it's kind of a role in terms of simplification of role. But in a statement, Sundar Pichai has made it clear that, this transition will not affect the Alphabet structure or the work that they do day to day.
Okay.
So in terms of being focused on the work that they do, and in terms of, you know, building, making Google more helpful for everyone is what he has said. So that right. will work will continue. But he has also expressed his excitement in terms of tackling long-term challenges through technology.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for these updates.
Thank you, Kirtana.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of In the News. If you have any queries or comments, you can write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.